Mary. He goes by the name, and speaking of St. Mary McComb from, Saturday, November 10th in Kingston, Jamaica, St. Mary comes to town. But Anthony, this very special guest, you have something in front of you that you're going to read, and then we're going to connect with our very special mic check guest this morning. He has a brand new album out, you know. Go ahead, Anthony. Introduce our guest.
Well, as you said, our mic check guest this morning is veteran reggae singer Beresford Hammond. And as you rightfully said, he was born in Anato Bay, St. Mary. And over his 40-plus years in the music industry, he has poured his smoky voice over every kind of rhythm track, from the funked-up reggae jams of the 70s, the lush instrumentation of his 1976 album Soul Reggae, to the modern digital beats of his 1985 dancehall hit What One Dance Can Do. Beres has released about 40 albums with VP Records dating back to 1985. His new album, aptly titled Never Ending, which was released yesterday, features tracks like I Will Take You There, I'm Alive, and Land of Sunshine. It's his first album since his Grammy-nominated One Love, One Life back in 2012. For Beres, music is truly life. He sings songs about everything, love, life, life itself, ups and downs, and your brother and sisters trying to survive in the streets. It's for real, no fantasy business. And like he says, we do not rehearse them, we just make the good vibes flow.
They only make one of them, Anthony. They only make one you, Beresford Hammond. And the brand new album is called Never Ending. Only one, the books.
I know nothing can go wrong. One in a million.
He is indeed one in a million.
Keeps me in line.
He's the only boss we know.
I write the song. Your inspiration. With carefully chosen words.
My name is Barry Sanders.
I know your mind. Yeah. Yes, sir, you correct me. When everyone else is afraid to yourself.
So let me do this, ladies and gentlemen, and let me officially introduce Mr. U. Beresford Hammond, OJ. Good morning to the boss, Beres.
Wagwan,
Beres.
Good morning, boss.
They only make one of you, Beresford Hammond, and that's where we're going to start this morning with the brand new album. You've been doing this for a while, Beres. How is everything? Everything is great?
You know, sir, we'll never complain. Anytime you hear me complain, you lock up some police.
Well, I love the brand new project. The brand new project dropped yesterday. And Beres, I've been playing this for almost the entire summer. I cheated on the folks here in New York, but I had to do that, you know. But the album is nice. Tell me about this album, Beres. I play one track, only one.
Only one. Yeah, you know, me, I always a compliment, especially the ladies, them, you know, because job well done. So I have to give them little props, you know what I mean? Yes, when you have someone who is special in your life, never be afraid to tell them how it goes, you know? Yeah, always big them up, you know?
You know, you have been doing this thing for a while, and it seems to me that you get better with age, Beres. You're like red wine. It says when it ages, it tastes better. You are getting better and better the older you get, huh? How does that work? Tell me.
I don't know. Easier for you to tell me. You're shit from the outside.
Well, the album is getting...
When you live life, you don't worry much. You just try, love everything, everybody, and just go through, man.
You know, I remember the last time we spoke to you here on Groovin' Radio, we told you that the next time you drop an album, we're going to have to invite you back. And now is the time to just lay out some of the tracks on the brand new album. I know today you have a very special event in Florida. You're coming to New York. But there is a very special land. There's a very special land of sunshine, and I just want to give the listeners a taste of it, and then you talk about land of sunshine. Brand new music from the boss.
Yes, yesterday, yes, 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 yes. Now I'm gonna wait now.
From your early days in Anata Bay, yes. St. Mary Berries, tell us about how this all got started. Because I hear a little story about one of your sisters who used to dress you up and make you dance and collect some little money off of you and earn a little thing. So tell me about those days, the Berries, and where it is today.
Thank you, my very sweet. It's a part of growing up, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a part of learning your values and all them things. So, looking back at it all, them times, you know, I'm not sorry somebody go through them things. Every Friday I answer the shoes, so, can't go hustle me, you know?
Right.
Anyways, some people get up, you know?
Yeah.
In the market of all them places.
Yeah.
She was also me off with some little hula hoop dancing and singing and all them things. You know? Everybody like it them times, but look back at it. No.
Yeah.
It was fun time, you know.
Land,
the world should start.
Yeah. Land of Sunshine. Track number 2 from the brand new album, Never Ending. Yeah. Jamaica is a beautiful place. Huh?
You know, when I speak of Jamaica, I speak with a whole lot of pride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Irrespective of the little up and downs we have, you know, we still see it as the place where it's a blessed place. We just need to just organize amongst each other. And try to keep out a little violence, you know. Just like 1 and 2 little pockets of violence go on there, which for me is too much still, you know. But this is my barn and race, man. And
you now left us, eh?
Never plan.
You know, Berries, I know that you are one that we could say you are a perfectionist. I've been down to Harmony House.
Try to be.
I've been down to Harmony House, and I see when you sit down to do something, it has to be Berries Hammerin way. It has to be the boss's way. And you tend to write a lot of songs and sing a lot of songs about the ladies, because the next track I'm about to play, it is called Sleeping Beauty.
What it is
though, Berries, because I understand that, you know, when Berries is on an event, the ladies tend to pull everybody out, whether their boyfriend, their husband, their children. It is the ladies. Let me just play a bit of Sleeping Beauty so them can feel a bit of it. Sleeping Beauty. Brand new music from the book.
Hey, sleep well, my love. Oh, I love to watch you sleep. Sleeping Beauty. Hope you help me in your dream. Woman cozy like we're king and queen.
And ladies, he's talking
forever
to you.
Forever love, forever joy. Sleeping Beauty. Stay as sweet as you are. Come on, Lisa.
Boy, Berries, the album bad, the album special. Tell me about...
Let me give thanks that you even feel that way about it, because it was meant in my mind for people to love. When I hear it back now from you, that give me, how them call it, goosebumps. Aramai bumps.
But when you look at the hit songs over the years, Berris, because you have done a lot of great music, I must say this, and I say this without stuttering, I say this without any apologies. You have done a lot of great music. The body of work that you, Berris Ford Hammond, has given Jamaica and the world so far, it is something that gonna linger on for years to come, Berris Hammond. Huh?
Yeah, my sister, I give thanks, man. And hadn't been for people like you and, of course, the fans of Mikal family, this wouldn't have been possible. So, you know, everybody give me encouragement all the while. And that's what keeps me going, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. You just completed a very rigorous tour. You toured the United States, you went to Europe, and then you went home. And not only that, you went home. Some have it to say that you shelled down Reggae Sumfest this year, and when they say shell it down, you go out with a little thing. Some have it to say that you shell down the place. I mean, you continue to perform at the highest level of any individual in this music business, and I say when you perform at a very high level, Berris, you know, I can tell you that anytime people hear that...
Not lie.
No, man, I can tell you that anytime people hear say Berris over Dessa or Berris over there, they're coming out to see you. Something special about Berris, man, huh?
What a beautiful thing.
Mm.
What a beautiful thing. I love that.
Mm. Well, as the season change, there's a track called Season Change.
My love, it will never be what you expect of me.
You know, Berris, maybe we as men, you know, and I'm not telling about if a boycott, you know, but you have to go sing some tune for we, you know, Berris. How are you going?
Are you a truth, man? This is the more the woman them love you, Sam, is the more them love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you one same way, you know? I always tell people that there's nothing like a good love song. A good love song brings the world together, you know, because the woman love it, and when the woman love it, the woman give the man more love, and then them around the house now, everybody, one big happy family, you know. That's the power of a good love song. So it's for everyone, man, for you too, man, especially you.
When you sat down, how long, first of all, how long did it take you to put this album together?
Usually me record sometimes all 3-4 times a week, you know, so I really put a time to plan it, you know. Go in with vibe and whatever comes out, just come out. I'm going to write some, just vibe some. It has to come natural, you know what I mean?
And that's a great thing, you know, Berris, because some will say that you are a musical genius, because for you to do what you have been doing for all these years and doing it at the level, Anthony, is a great thing for an artist like a Berris Hammond, Anthony.
Absolutely. But Berris, as I know, we've been focusing on the album, and one of the things I wanted to do is that you've done so many great performances. Rastin just mentioned about Reggae Sumfest in Jamaica. Of course, there was your big concert at Madison Square Gardens, but the very first show I actually saw you perform was at the One Love Tribute Concert, which celebrates 40 years this year. Talk to us a little bit about that, because you had that big, big song that I think you introduced. That's what really introduced it to Jamaica in a big way, One Step Ahead.
Okay, yeah, man, that was back in what, 78?
Yeah, 40 years.
Enough time, that's enough, tell it to one man.
So what is it you remember about that event, Berris?
You mean the One Love thing?
Yeah, the One Love thing.
How I got involved with it is because of that same song, you know, because I was a little nobody at the time until that song came out. It just rushed itself to number one. Stayed there for about 3 months, I think, in number one spot. And everybody was wondering, who this little brother? Where him come from? Because them talk, American, and other people are quarreling, so Jamaican and all them something there. So that is what actually got me on the One Love thing, and it was really an experience, you know? A beautiful one for me, you know?
Aye. Ladies and gentlemen, our very special mic check guest this morning was born and raised in the Notta Bay, St. Mary, Hugh Beresford Hammond, OJ. He's got a brand new album. It's called Never Ending. It dropped yesterday. Go out and get the album. Beres will be coming to New York next week, Wednesday. He will be live at VP Records. I'm going to call two names. Otis Redding and Alton Ellis. Those two people, yes. What do they mean to Beres Hammond?
Vocals, you know? Beautiful vocals. And actually, it was Alton, Otis Redding, and most of all, Sam Cooke. When I listen to them voices, I tell myself, you know, I told myself at the time that Beres singing is a beautiful thing, man. I wish I could sing like them, you know? You know, yeah, that's where the whole thing come from, the inspiration,
yeah,
and the vibe to want to sing, you know.
You know, the next time I come to see a Beres Hammond show and you go sing the song, yeah, may I make sure say me all on for my girl. May I tell you that, Beres? May I tell her, may I make sure say me all on for my girl? Because I don't want you to tell her nothing like this, you know, Beres. The brand new album is in store. Never Ending from the Boss.
Every man wants you, yes. And everyone's talking about it.
That's right.
My name is Beres Hammond.
Oh, you make me so happy, girl. Gotta talk about it.
I know he has your hearts.
Every man wants you, yes. And everyone's talking about it.
The
yes. I hear it so often, yes. Sometimes it gets old, yes. Oh, baby. Yeah, I see the look in all the brothers' eyes.
No, Anthony, why wouldn't I want to hold on to my girl when Beres is singing a song like this? You hear the lyrics from us sing, Anthony.
It's an important lyric.
You know, Beres, when you're on stage and you're singing a song like this and the ladies are in front of the stage singing back to Beres Hammond, what goes through your mind? Because I see at times, you know, it seems as if the ladies want to lift you up and take you off the stage. Huh?
Yeah, sometimes. I love it, man. I love to see them. I love to see them enjoy themselves and all them things. Sometimes I just walk from them individuals, you know, and come like a closer. But it's nothing personal. It's just that, to me, everyone want to feel like I'm just singing to them personally. Yeah, I'm telling their life story and all them something. So. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a real wonderful thing.
Is there a very special way that you vibes a show, you vibes a performance when you're getting ready to take the stage? You know, I know different people do different things. What does a Beres Hammond do before he walks up on a stage?
Tremble a little bit first. Yeah, I get a little bit nervous, like about 2 minutes of it. But then I tell myself that this is human. As well, you know? And why do you get a little bit nervous? Not afraid, you know? I'm never afraid. It's because I just want to make sure, say, may not feel them. When I come to feel. As soon as we hear the name call, like what you call that transformation. At that place, you know, and I'm good now. I'm good now because I'm called to duty.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You know, you said something key there that, you know, you don't fear them. I can tell you this. The last time you came to Groovin, you drove fear in a big international superstar by the name of Brian McKnight. When Beres Hammond was done, I tell you this, Brian could not perform. So you feared, you make sure he was feared. So at the end of the, listen to me now, man. Yes, man. Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting with the one and only Mr. Beresford Hammond. A young lady just sent me a text and she says, boy, play the new song, we say, hold you till it hurts.
It hurts.
It hold you yes. till it hurts.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, baby. All I can say is glad you're coming, baby. Yeah. When I heard the news today, you'll be coming home soon. Wasted no time getting ready for this big come down, yes. No, I just want to make sure it's true. I'm doing things I never usually do, no. Don't want to be laughed at, no, or feel like a fool. People see me shopping in places and say, there is, that's not you. See them guessing and staring, and really they don't have a clue. Now they don't know I'm trying.
Wow. You know, this album also kind of remind me of your original R&B album, Red Light. Some
you
of the
know, last night, yeah. last night, somebody was talking to me about the same thing.
Mm.
So it puts them back to that time, and I myself, I kind of acknowledge that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel much different from that at all.
You know, I have been. I'll tell you this, Beres. Red Light is one of my favorite album that you ever did, and
right.
I love to play Red Light on a Sunday evening, and you know, when I started comparing the tracks on this album to the Red Light album, it makes me know what kind, how special of an artist you are, and how versatile a Beres Hammond is. You know, Anthony Turner, here is a man who is a reggae icon.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also say he is Jamaica's R&B icon, because if you put Beresford Hammond up to any of these international R&B stars, you know what's our Beres we have a vote for?
Because
I'm the boss, you know that?
Absolutely.
And it's one thing I know, you know, one thing I know, Beres, ladies and gentlemen, he does it all for love. All for love.
Calling, 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 where can the answer be? Wonder, is there anyone out there who feels the same as me? All you want to eat, they don't need to see. That's no good for me. Now what can I do? I'm out in the blue and way out of clue. Oh, oh, yeah. I tried some dating, don't even ask about it, no. I can't give it ratings, cause you're ever present in my mind, and it happens every time. Though I sound a little crazy, yeah, hey, 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 hey.
Now, Beres, I want to know that. I want to know this now. When you're in the hills of St. Andrew and you're overlooking Kingston on a cool Sunday afternoon and you're catching our vibes, are you thinking about your music? What goes? What are you thinking about your music? What goes to your mind, Beres? Because why? Your pen is loaded.
You know something?
Yeah.
After I finish any one of my songs, I don't listen back to them. Too much. I just passed the stage and gone again to something new. So usually Beres would play Beres song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else would play that, not me. The feels are gone already.
Wow.
Gone, because, you know, a different channel. Once I realized that, okay, this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people will love this. I try to love it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, yeah, it reaches stage now. Where I think people will love it too. It's my past that I've been gone. Yeah, go watch some news, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite song that you do? One of your song that you love, that you have to perform it all the time? Is there one?
Not really, you know. Not really. You work with the vibes of the people. Because sometimes you can see on their faces what them would I love to hear now. You see the mood and all them things. And again, I regard my songs as my children, you know, an extension of me. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to love one child over the other one, you know?
Mm.
Every one of them have their own story and all them stuff today. So just passing phases in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I really, I love all of them.
Mm.
Love all of them because them telling different stories, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And truthful stories too, so.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah. I don't know if answer makes any sense to you, but that's how it is.
You know, you have so many songs, and it would be very difficult for you, for anybody to say why.
Let's call them children.
Mm.
Them children for now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You said I have so many children.
Yeah. and so many people have made children from Barris Hammond's music.
True.
You know, how you feel about this album, though, Barris? Because my honest feeling, I'm going to give you and give the public my feelings. My feelings is this is one of the very best album that Barris Hammond has put together. It has all kind of songs for all of us. But ladies, this album is for you. And when I say it's for you, I have a few copies here. I don't like to give away music, you know. I want people to support the music. But I have a few copies here that I can share, you know, and I will share a few, one every other week or one every so often. So I want people to go out and get the new album. But how you feel about this album, Barris?
You know, based on the feedback from people, I think they really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone that I've spoken to,
mm-hmm.
or everyone that spoke to me about it,
mm-hmm.
Them feel very, very good about it. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like how you're speaking now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of vibe I get, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Well, boss, we love the album. We love you. We say it privately. We say it publicly. We have this love affair with Barris Hammond that we will never lose it, because you are indeed a very special individual. And you have been special to us for a very, very long time. And I say us as music lovers, us as Jamaicans, and for myself and my grooving team, my grooving radio team, we have this special care for Barris Hammond, and we're going to make sure, and we have always made sure of this, though. We have always made sure that we play Barris Hammond's music, because you are indeed one of the finest individual to come out of Jamaica.
Thank you.
Your music speaks for itself. Big good morning to Mervis.
Shout it, go sing it loud. In the morning I say my prayer, thank you Father for another day. Let me clear it right away. I'm alive, yes, I'm alive. My heart in the back, oh no wreck. Here I am, still give thanks. Ask me how, I don't know, I ain't no bro. But I'm alive.
So I want to take this time to say a big thank you to the entire family at Harmony House. Going to say a big thank you to Mervis. Big thank you to the entire family that made this possible this morning. The VP family for having this album available yesterday to the public. And this album has places to go. I am going to urge all my Raider Jocks friend them. Don't give away this album. Let the people them go out and support it, because with the support of this album, who knows where this album will end up come next year. Barris Ford Hammond, thank you very much, my brother, for joining us this morning. And your closing statement. Yeah. Go ahead.
Pleasure, you know, mm-hmm. Usually I'm going to wake up so early. You know.
We know that, you know.
When we wake up, I'm always going to talk pure foolishness, but, you know.
it's such a joy
speaking to
you. Yeah. It's a joy having you, Barris.
Yeah, man, much love and respect.
All right, Barris.
And the phone lines are ringing, but with all due respect, ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted Barris to talk about his music, because right now it is what it is. The brand new album is called Never Ending. Go out and get it. I'll see you next Wednesday when you come to New York, sir.
Much love and respect, man. Looking forward to it, yeah?
Much love and respect, Barris. Much love. One love, one love. Anthony Turner, the boss, huh?
Yeah, man, big interview. And boy, I tell you, he just, it's amazing that he does all of these songs without actually writing it, taking pen to paper to write these songs. It's just amazing.
When I say when they made Beresford Hammond, they threw away the mold, Anthony. They threw away the mold when they made the boss. He is indeed very special. When we come back after the top of the hour, Anthony Turner, we will be joined by former Prime Minister from Jamaica, Edward Siaga, the man who prided himself as taking vinyls to Jamaica. The boss.
And now who's gonna answer to your call when you're done? Show off on your friends one and all. No, you never gave love.